Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 191 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. It's in this episode of 10 Minutes With, I catch up with AJ Ramirez from AJ's Custom Cookers in Seguin, Texas. He makes pits, custom pits, all types. I wanted to catch up with him, number one, because I want to see how he's doing. He broke his hand, wrist. We learned more about that, and it's pretty insane. He broke his wrist semi-recently, and I wanted to see how he was doing with that and how he was doing with the COVID situation. And so we get into that. That's the beginning of the interview. But mostly I wanted to share with you guys, because he's a sponsor to the show, as to what he can do, his capabilities, and what type of person he is, if you hadn't seen the original interview, which I'll put a link below too. He's done pits for Danes, for Derek Allen, for Vaqueros, for Smokeaholics, for Patriotic Pig, for Panther City, for Bricks, and a ton more. He has a lot of corporate clients, which is interesting. So if you're on that corporate end or you know someone, he's a perfect person for that. But he also does stuff on the restaurant end, also does stuff for the home cook and the caterers, pretty much everything, as well as a bunch of live fire stuff. If you're watching this on the YouTube part, you'll see right after this, I'm going to have a lot of examples. I'm going to show examples of his work. And if you're listening to this just on the podcast, shoot over to the YouTube side when you get a chance, or go to the website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. You can check it out and see all of his cool stuff. Pretty impressive, very unique to AJ. So I thank AJ for taking the time away from everything that he's doing to chat with me for a bit. I hope you enjoy this. And if you dig what he does, go to ajscustomcookers.com or check him out at ajscustomcookers on Instagram, Facebook, all the like, and get a hold of him and place an order, because he's got amazing, amazing stuff. The Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast and YouTube show is also brought to you by Treaty Oak Distilling. They're out of Dripping Springs, Texas. It's treatyoak.com. They recently opened at 25% capacity. Check them out. This 28-acre property, it's gorgeous. It's an amazing place. Alice's restaurant, Scott Fogel, is putting out amazing barbecue and food. They also have a grocery on site that you could order online and pick up groceries. Tons of stuff in the groceries. They also have their whiskeys, their gins, maple syrups, tons of cool stuff. Check them out at treatyoak.com. Oh, they also have sanitizer too. So if you need hand sanitizer, you could order from them. They ship within Texas and cases, I think, nationwide. If you're digging these, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out. I have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. Tons of content. Growing every day, adding tons of stuff there. So I think it's a cool way to spend your time. If you're bored, you want to check out cool barbecue stuff, go to kevinsbbqjoints.com. Lots of photos. Try to make it photo heavy, because I know we all dig that. But in the end, thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of this. Stay safe. How has this affected your business?
So far, it hasn't affected a whole lot. But so far, really, the main effect is me having to be inside with the kids. The guys that are working in the shop, I still have Bobby. I've got another new guy. They're coming and going as normal, even though we're on lockdown. They're still coming and going as normal, trying to, you know, stay progressing on things. But phones haven't slowed much. Okay. You know, a couple more smaller projects than normal. And then during the past 3 weeks that we've been on lockdown, I've gotten two really big projects. So when it comes to like people calling, they don't sound too scared.
Well, and I think people are optimistic, at least right now.
Sure. And you know, also what I think might be the big difference are my corporate accounts. More the business guys, and not the guys about to set up a barbecue joint somewhere.
Can you explain then the different facets of your business? So essentially what I wanted with this one was to kind of give people a refresher, because our last one was long and wonderful, and I'll put a link to it because I think people can get really to know you. But just if there's like maybe a 10-15 minute overview of what you do and what you offer as a sponsor and also as a friend and someone I'm proud of your progress. I really want people to know more about you.
So basically, I would say 60%, if not 75%, are corporate accounts. What I call a corporate account is a bank, more of an institution that is going to want to gain your business.
Okay.
Like banks, I refer to that because I've got three or four banks on.
What are you building for the banks?
Big smokers, basically, where a bank or an insurance agency or a rehabilitation center, where they're trying to gain your business, they'll come and they'll cook for you at your establishment, kind of woo you a little bit, you know, and get your business. I have more of those than anything. And aside from that, I've got, you know, guys wanting to get started in competition.
Okay.
Well, those aren't going on right now, so I think people are kind of holding off on that. And then, of course, the whole restaurant situation that we've got, you know, you can't do pop-ups right now. You can't do, you know, the smaller mom-pop barbecue joint. So those guys aren't calling, but the corporate accounts keep coming. So, you know, I think that might be a big difference of where I originally started in this business was cooking, making things for, you know, bigger business guys that currently this isn't affecting so much, you know.
And also you do a small segment of your business too is for the home cook, right?
Yeah. And that's kind of what I mean. The guys that are home cooks, the guys that are trying to get started in this business, they're just kind of laying low right now. Okay. And hoping this goes over, you know, because they're not going to invest a whole bunch of money into something that might not come back into effect for quite a while. So, you know,
and doing that is like a gradual thing when you get started doing that anyways.
Yeah, absolutely. And so they don't necessarily have the means right now because either they're essential and they're working more or they're not and they're not working, you know. So if they're not working, well, guess what? A smoker's not going to be your first your first thing to go buy. It's going to be toilet paper.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, toilet paper, paper towels, and pasta, or rice.
Yeah, for sure. Right? Yeah, yeah. Romaine noodles out the butt, man. We got them all over the place over here. You guys love them.
It's interesting, too. When I went to the, this is a quick aside, when I went to the supermarket about a week ago, the pasta aisle was gone. Beans were gone. All the vegetables, all the frozen goods were gone.
Crazy. You know, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. I've got a pretty big household. With me, my wife, my four boys that live here, groceries, you know, we spend $1,000 every 2 weeks on groceries. So, you know, we're usually stocked up pretty good for a long while, but we've literally, from the time they told us to stay indoors, we've done what we're supposed to. We stayed indoors, and Saturday was it. We were like, well, I'm going to have to make a run. So, you know, I went looking, and man, everything on my list wasn't there.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So if I'm phoning in going, they don't have this. What do you want me to get?
I tried doing one of those Instacart things where they go shop for you. And it was, I had $115 on my order. $29 came in. Like it was not, they didn't have anything that I ordered.
No, or they'll message you, they'll email you saying, hey, how about this for a substitute? You're like, I don't even know what the hell that is.
Yeah, I know, exactly. And the guy, like I ordered apples because I thought maybe apples make you, they were like this tidy. And I'm like, what is that, crab apple?
all the beat up apples at the bottom that nobody wanted. This is what you get. Yeah. No, yeah, it's a crazy time right now, you know, and we're doing what we can to do our part and stay in and stay healthy, because the last thing I need is to get sick and for one of my kids to get sick.
Oh, for sure. And so I know what you offer, but what do you offer for all these, for the corporate to the competition, to the restaurant? What can you offer?
Honestly, I offer a full range of whatever you need. And you, funny you say that, because I just got an order for some kitchen cutting tables for a restaurant. So I fabricate anything stainless steel to mild steel. I'm making some kitchen equipment for a restaurant in Dallas. I make more upper range classy type smokers on trailers that go to corporate businesses. Your standard 250, 500,000 gallon tanks for these Texas barbecue guys, competition smokers, golf cart smokers, you know, things that a guy can wheel around just kind of messing around, catering for a couple of people. You know, I mean, when it comes to cooking, man, I can pretty much make anything you need.
And you also are doing some live fire stuff too, right?
Absolutely. Just before all this stuff started, I invested a whole bunch of money in some live fire stuff. So I've got five live fire items that I've created that I've done some demo videos on Instagram and Facebook and kind of try to push the popularity of them out. And I've got orders for those. But now we were scheduled to do five or six events here locally, some of the bigger events that got pushed off. So, you know, I went and bought a trailer to haul all this stuff around in, had it wrapped, made all these products, and here I am now. I've got them stuffed in the trailer, and the trailer's stuffed in the back, so it's just kind of on hold. But for the people that have seen them on Instagram and the people that have been to the house a couple of times that we've had these get-togethers,
which looked
they've
awesome.
Amazed them. Yeah, they've amazed them, and it's just been something that I've been dying to dig my hands into for so long, because I love to cook that way. So, you know, I'm like, man, I really want to do this and get it going. So I added a whole other section to my website. I developed all these products that all have price tags, all have names, and my webmaster that is putting all this together for me got stuck in Philadelphia. He got stuck in there with some COVID stuff, and he's just getting home like last week or held just a few days ago, and he calls me and he's like, "Man, I've been cooped up." He goes, give me a little bit to get back on my feet." I was like, "No, dude, I'm not rushing nobody right now." I was like, "Everybody just needs to just relax a little bit and get back to norm, you
We're
know?" So,
anxious enough, and but it's also what I want to do at the end of this video. I'm going to, so if you're watching on YouTube and if you're listening on the podcast, jump to the YouTube version. I'm gonna have photos of all your products, of everything you do. You can do custom, and someone can send you something on a napkin and you can make it. It's
Yeah, I tell you, that's how it all started for me. You know, people just jotting things down and writing on the sheetrock wall of my garage, going, "Well, what about this?" You know, and it's like, "Oh yeah, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm as creative as can be, and whatever you can
super
think of,
creative.
if you can explain it to me to where I can figure it out in my head, you're good to go. I can make it happen."
And so I know how long you've been in business. How long have you been in business? And what are your lead times right now that things are possibly different?
We're at about a year. Like I've been battling a year to 14 months. When I broke my wrist, I really thought things were gonna just super duper slow down, but the guys picked it up, and they've been maintaining the lead time to where, you know, it I'm not so scared anymore. But yeah, 12 to 14 months right now is what I'm sticking around.
This is an opportune time for someone to place an order because of the downtime for possibly 2, 3, 4 months. That will
Yeah.
it'll make the lead 8 months, like, because you're still working while everyone else can't do things,
Correct.
at least
Yeah.
for right
And
now, as long as you can.
you know, we would normally do two big projects a month. And when I hired this other guy to kind of take my spot while I recover from
Yeah,
the
how was
broken
that? I was
wrist.
going to ask you. That was the last question.
Yeah, it's good. I'm 20 something days post-op now. I've got good motion. I just can't squeeze your face off anymore. You know, like I used to be able to put a grip on somebody and make them hurt. Now it's
What did you
like,
get it trapped in something or something smashed on
And I fell off a trailer. I fell off my trailer, loading some tanks up.
it?
Fell backwards, and 220 pounds on one wrist. It wasn't good. And I've never broken a bone in my life. I've never fallen in my life. I've tripped, but I've always caught myself.
That's so funny. I don't know many people that could say that.
Oh, you know what? I was more mad at myself for falling than the broken bone, because if I'm 40 something years old now and going this long without a broken bone or falling,
Amazing.
like legitimately, like honestly, I was pissed. Come to find out, my power steering fluid was leaking, and it leaked down my pedal in my truck, and it coated the bottom of my foot
Okay.
with power steering fluid. So when I went to normally hop off my trailer like I would do 100 times in a year, my foot just took off and went up upside down, and there I was, and that's what happened.
So you're saved from, you're not clumsy, that you've saved that.
No, I have to say that. You know, it's just something that's never happened. I mean, I have fallen and caught things, you know. It's like I have fallen and then I bit, 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 and here I am, one foot, and I'm like, yep, never hit the ground, you know. So
I fell at a party with a beer in my hand, and I didn't spill it. Like, it was at a cup, and I felt so proud.
very proud, right? Well, it's that times 10. I was like, I have fallen with
That's
steel
hilarious.
in my hands, and like still like never hit the ground, but I was very upset I fell too, because it's kind of the unknown. It's like you break something that you use on a daily
I know,
basis.
it's your tool.
Oh my God. And this, my right hand is everything apparently. I can't hardly, like, if I brush my teeth with my left hand, it ends up in my nose. And
And you had to have plates or screws or something?
yeah, I had to have an extra large plate put in my wrist, 10 screws. I broke it in six places, and the doctor told me I crushed all the little bones that connect my hand to my wrist.
You fell hard.
I did a good job.
You're a professional. So you're good at what you do, whatever it is.
So, anyways,
And so how long have you been in business so people can know?
so now we're going on 12 years. 12 years going in business, or being in business. 6 years, 5 to 6 years now, where I didn't have a full-time job. So I've been totally dedicated to this business for the past 5 to 6 years. I only run two people in the shop, plus myself.
And right now, people can't really, can they get tours if they wanted, or if they're doing a job with you, or
No, not right now.
virtual? You
Right
can
now,
maybe give them virtual and photos and things.
sure. Yeah, I mean, not really. You know, they don't really ask for that.
Yeah,
People know.
I do. Yeah, that's
Well,
interesting. I always
you
thought.
do, because it's different. Yeah, but people know when they call me what they're getting. It's not like I have a huge shop to woo people with and be like, "This is my amazing shop with all this stuff."
But they could also get it if they look at the video that I'll post after this, the link, they can see you gave me a little tour of the shop.
Sure. And I'd love to do that today, but it's raining, it's windy.
Is it really raining?
Oh yeah, it's raining, it's windy, and the guys are just busting ass, and I don't want to get in their way. So
That's okay. No, I'm going to include photos, like I said, at the end of
okay,
this, so people can
cool.
see all that
Yeah.
stuff.
I've got all that, I've got all those pictures of the live fire stuff kind of set up on Instagram if you need to pull some of those, or
And the best way to get a hold of you is how?
phone number, email, Instagram DM, Facebook PM, text message, it don't matter. Seems like I have a lot more time to answer those things these days, so
Or if they want to write you a letter and mail it to you, old
you
school.
know.
Like, how is this in your area? How are people? Are people staying indoors? Are they paying attention to this? Are they nervous? Or they?
No, I was super surprised when I went out Saturday to go get groceries because, like I said, we've been doing the right thing and staying indoors. I go to the grocery store and I'm stuck in traffic. And it's like, wow, really? And there's just tons of people at the grocery store. There's tons of people in the streets. I have to pass two parks on the way to the grocery store, and they were full of kids playing
Oh
basketball.
no.
Kids hanging out at the track at the high school, and it's like, no, they're not doing what they're supposed to. And,
Well, it sounds like kind of California a week ago because now you can't congregate anywhere. They've shut down hiking trails. You have to wear a mask now everywhere here.
that's what I
It's
heard.
mandatory,
And
which makes
so,
sense. It's
yeah. So 2 days ago, they finally shut down our parks. We have this really big walking trail out here with, like, I want to say collectively, it's got like 100 miles of walking trails.
Oh,
And
that's
it
so
damn near
great.
goes, yeah, it goes all the way around Eagle Mountain Lake, like whole one side of it.
I want to check that out.
And there wasn't a single parking spot available when I drove by it. And it's like these people aren't listening. And so 2 days ago, they said that they were going to shut all that stuff down. They're even taking the basketball goals off the backboards at schools because the kids aren't listening.
Isn't that funny how you had to do it? But it's also too, because you can't see this and because it's not as rampant as it is here, it seems like it's not going to affect, and especially if you're a child, you've been told, so many kids have been told, oh, it's not going to affect you. Kids are dying from this too. It's not.
It was the unknown in the beginning, and now that we're starting to learn a lot more about it, it's crazy. And like I've told you before, my wife is a scientist, so she knows all the ins and outs of all this stuff. And we were educated before the news was educated.
Oh yeah, I'm
Whenever we
sure.
heard about it, she was like, "Well, let me figure all this stuff out," and she's telling us all about it, so.
Well, and the fact that you said that you kind of not strip down, but be careful when you come in, you already knew that. Like that's she told you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's like we don't mess around over here. And even the guys in the shop, being that they are still coming and going from the shop, when I go in there, and I go in there probably 3 times a day right now. When I go in there, I don't touch anything. I don't rub my hands all over stuff. I take my own notepad and I write things down that I want them to do and make sure that everything's being done, the way it's supposed to be. And then I'm out. And Bobby's like, 6 feet, man, 6 feet, bro, stay away from me. I'm like, hey, same here. I don't want no bullshit right now. Like,
It's cool, and you still enjoy this, right? You still really like you like doing this.
absolutely. No, I wouldn't have it any other way. Mine is the kids being at home. I'd rather them be at school. But, other than that, no, I wouldn't have it any other way. Fortunately, my wife gets to work from home for the time being. Being that she is an essential employee, she's going to have to go to the lab pretty soon and start working on
Oh wow.
product. And yeah, so it's going to be something where she'll be leaving. I think they gave us till the 31st of next month, or sorry, of April, to where she'll have to actually go in, and then I'll be stuck here with everybody all by myself.
I can't wait to text you then. That'll be an interesting.
Yeah, if I'm short, don't get mad.
That's okay. And also too, lastly, which
Yeah.
just to name drop a little bit, some barbecue places that you've done stuff with.
So I've got another 1,000 gallon right now for Derek Walker, Smokeaholics Barbecue. I've got Patriotic Pig in North Richland Hills. They've got 2 of my 1,000 gallons. I do a bunch of like stainless steel equipment for local restaurants, just scattered out all over the DFW area.
I'm going to put a list too because you gave me a list, a
Sure.
comprehensive list that, and it was
Yeah.
interesting too with all the different ethnic combinations to barbecue that you were
I tell
displaying. I thought that
you,
was really interesting.
I'm amazed at that because that was something I didn't notice anywhere else, and being in the barbecue world, you see a lot from the outside in. Like, Instagram is huge. And when I see all the stuff on Instagram, I was like, oh wow, that might be a goal to get to or something, you know. But then I'm looking at my list, and I noticed one of my customers had sent me a message saying, hey, I want to figure out to make some logo to put on my smoker that is that says TexPack on. And this is a cool little name drop. And if he watches this, it'll be kind of neat. And that's what triggered it for me. And I thought TexPack. I go, what does TexPack mean? I was thinking maybe Texas, you know, packing or something like that. He goes, well, I'm Pakistan, and it's going to be Texas infused Pakistani barbecue.
So killer.
And dude, it was like a trigger in my brain. And I thought, you know what? I've been talking to some other guys. Well, then I produced that list that's 10 clients long of the different type of infusions that I'm working on. I mean, we've got them all over the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. All over the world. That's like almost every type of everything and things that you wouldn't think of.
Yeah. And then I was telling my wife, and I'm like, look at this. And I had to go through my contracts and looking at all the names and stuff. I mean, it, you know, of course it starts with Tex-Mex here, but we've got Israeli, we've got Korean, Pakistan. I've got an Iranian infused barbecue, and it's just, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I literally called all these guys and I was like, hey, look at this list. And I started telling them all about it. Well, now they want to incorporate for themselves too, you know, their culture into the barbecue, a device of sorts. Like I think it's Japanese that do yakitori grill. Mm-hmm. One of my Japanese guys is like, hey, build me a cool little yakitori grill, and we'll go, and you know, at every place that I'm at, I'll be cooking on this yakitori grill. And I thought, hell, really, not a problem. So I went from there and I called the other guys, what do y'all use in particular? You know, and this other guy was like, well, I do a lot of skewers. Another guy was like, this certain type of chicken. And I thought, damn. So now I'm trying to make a little something that goes with each ethnicity, you know, and how and what they can do to
so kind they of could showcase their regional food as well, but with the central Texas or with the Texas. Yeah, that's so great.
It's awesome. And I felt really proud about that. I was like, I don't see anybody else doing that. And it was like, did they find me by accident, or did they know that this was the guy that's going to help me infuse my culture with Texas barbecue? And I thought, I don't know. I just hope that that's what is leading, pushing them to me.
And I'll have all those companies, so that way people can go to their Instagram and check them out. That's really cool.
Man, now it's like I talk to these guys frequently. Now I'm looking for ethnicities that I don't have.
You need like French.
I say, hey, how are you doing? You need a smoker? We can make you something that's going to help you out.
No, but if someone's watching this and or listening and they have something that's unique and that no one else has, please, you would love for them to reach out.
Please bring it. I'm ready, because I'm ready to expand my horizons a little bit with that stuff, you know. And it's something that I'm definitely, you know, I like to be different. And you know, I like to create things that are different. No other way to do it than stepping outside the U.S. boundaries and figuring out, you know, what they use to cook and how they do it.
Yeah, and it's very indicative of the United States and the melting pot that it is. It makes sense.
Yeah, and you know what's weird is the guy that I just hired. I was out there talking to Bobby, and it was two weeks ago now, when I was trying to figure out how I was going to make up the difference of me not being in the shop with the broken wrist. This guy sent me a message on Instagram, and he says, are you looking for welders? And I hadn't started looking yet. I was just fixing to put a post out. And I said, actually, I am. And this was just before everything had gotten started as far as the lockdowns are concerned. And I said, this was on a Saturday. I said, where are you located? He wasn't too far. So I said, come see me on Sunday. He didn't speak a lick of English.
Wow.
Brazilian.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and my Spanish isn't the greatest. So, you know,
I've spoken to people. It's a little different too, because it has the Portuguese or?
Portuguese. And he speaks fluent Portuguese. And for me to speak to him, we were just exchanging words on an app that he had on his phone. So, needless to say, he laid down some of the best welds I've seen in a long time. But as far as fabrication is concerned, he needed some help. So we came to an agreement, and I said, if you want to start working Monday morning, bring it. He was here Monday morning, and he's probably the most appreciative employee I've ever had. You know,
That's
he is,
so neat.
He is fast, he's hardworking, and whenever he saw all the live fire stuff that I had set up in that shed right there, he got really excited because, of course, that's where he's from
Yeah,
and
exactly.
what they do out there. And he was just, and I was going,
That's
whoa,
his
whoa, whoa,
wheelhouse. No, that's some of the
whoa.
best in the world,
Absolutely.
yeah.
Yeah. So that is awesome for me because he is excited to work on this stuff. And he is excited to help me push my latest stuff out, you know. And I've been, man, every day I send him a message after he leaves, man, thank you today. Thank you. Oh, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity. So, you
That's
know,
nice. That's
yeah, you know, and so I'm pretty excited about having him here. And I think he's going to be a great addition to maybe push me forward to where I can run my business a little more and not be on the sweating side of it all, you know, so much.
That's so great. And I think this is like the perfect amount of time. And I think people really have a good idea of who you are in a nutshell. And kind of this is a little bit more of a focus interview than our last one. And this is perfect. I thank you again for everything you do. I'm excited to, like we've talked about, I have something on order that'll be, once I get to a point where I have my own space, it'll make sense. But
Put it on the
I'm happy to
card.
have you on board as a sponsor. I'm happy to have you on board as a friend. You're a cool guy, and a good family guy, and a upstanding integ. You have such great integrity. I really love you. You're a great guy.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. And you know, that's just me being me, man. And like I've told you before, you know, whenever we talk about your mom or whatever's going on around here, you know, anytime you need me, man, I'm here. Give me a shout.
The same. If you ever need anything here, and I can't wait to visit you when the dust
Yeah.
settles
Oh,
and.
dude, when this is over, man, we gotta have a big old party. I was
Huge
talking
party.
to Ryan Cooper. We were messaging the other day. I was like, man, I cannot
I
wait to
cannot
get
wait
out.
to. That'll be so much.
Just
I know we
get
talked
the
about
group hug.
that. Well, hopefully we could all at least shake hands by then, or like shake
Oh
elbows, or
my! By then, I'm not gonna care. I'm just gonna hug Ryan.
no.
Just like, oh my God, where are you?
I
I
know.
miss everybody already.
There's some good people in this barbecue world, and you're one of them. So thank you so much. Have a great day. Be safe.
Thanks, man. I
All right,
appreciate
thank
you.
you. All right, take care.
Take care.
Bye.